a shaking is coming. A great shaking is coming. Get ready, saints. It's going to be, according to the world and the ways of the world, it's going to be a miserable thing. But there is a shaking coming. And that's one thing I want to warn you about. We got a clear word from the Lord to warn about this. Charlie and Linda got a revelation from a friend of theirs that I want to share with you. And I believe it's all about the New Madrid quakes and what they're going to do in Memphis and Nashville and, of course, many other cities that are not mentioned here. But this was just this person's jurisdiction, so he spoke about that. And this is one of many warnings that we've been given of the soon coming of the New Madrid quakes and others that will shake the nation. And that the Lord has shown us that now that we are to publish this and to let people know this. So, Charlie Linda said, a friend that works for the Government Emergency Service in East Tennessee reported that they have been on alert for quite a while now. The state monitors and tracks earthquakes as small as 2.0, as well as movements or changes of the ground in any way. He said that now, for the past 2 years, they have been on high alert. We get shaking and trembling and ground movement here every day. Most goes unnoticed by the people here. If it is under a 2.0 magnitude, it's not reported. The ground here is somewhat active, more so than in past years. And, of course, here he's talking about in Tennessee. He said Tennessee is on alert because studies show that earthquakes are coming and that the city of Memphis is going to be totally destroyed because of an 8.5 magnitude or larger quake that is to come there. They have other ways of knowing these things besides studies, but they don't let the people that work for them to know all these things. They have other ways, which I have spoken about in the past. Some are prophetic ways, and they do pay attention to the things that we write, saints, and when they see people agreeing, they've got more sense than a lot of Christians do. When they see people coming into agreement, even though they don't know each other and so on and so forth, they begin to see a pattern coming forth there. And also they have other supernatural ways, some of them the devil, to show them what's going to happen. He said there are cracks as well as sinkholes under the city. The city was not built on rock as a foundation, but on the ground and under the surface, which is moving because of the sinkholes. Nashville also is in danger of being destroyed by the quake because, although most of the city sits on large rock, the rocks in places are cracking and becoming weak. There is no hope for saving Memphis, he said. It will be lost. The ground will become a sinkhole and take the city and the people down perhaps a mile or more. Nothing will be left. You say, that's impossible. Oh, no, it's not. Anything that's built on the mud and the silt of the Mississippi River, because the Mississippi River isn't a stable river. It moves all the time. I came from an area where there were loops that were totally cut out of the Mississippi, and they became lakes. But much territory there was built upon sand, silt, mud. And just as Memphis is, and it'll be subject to liquefaction that the New Madrid Fault is famous for. Liquefaction is when there's so much shaking that the earth becomes liquid, in effect anyway. And anything built on this will sink, just like it was on quicksand. They drove pilings down into dirt, mud, silt, and expected buildings to hold up. And they do hold up until there's a great shaking, a high-frequency shaking, like the New Madrid did in 1811, 1812. And it just so happens that they didn't have a lot of heavy buildings built back then, so it wasn't the catastrophe that it will be this time. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but I do hope it puts the fear of the Lord in enough people, or at least God's people, who we're going to try to warn here, that they will question their Lord. They'll turn to the Lord and ask Him and talk to Him and get direction from Him. The man went on to say, Nashville will suffer great destruction also, and it could be destroyed, but we're not sure how much of the city would be destroyed or if all would be destroyed. He said East Tennessee will go into emergency action to assist these cities in West Tennessee. They hope to find a road intact to move on, but if not, they will airlift men and supplies to the affected areas. The death toll will be very great. They don't really expect life in Memphis, but some life will be in Nashville. Roads in Tennessee, because of cracking and potholes, are under repair all the time, and bridges are old and becoming unsafe daily. He said they believe we could lose all of our bridges and most of the roads and highways. And, of course, his designated work area and responsibilities in Tennessee, but that's not the only place this is happening. All up and down the New Madrid it's happening, as we've shared testimonies before of this. And I asked him, when do they expect all of this to happen? He said, soon, very soon. He said, if that's not enough, we are also expecting a quake here in East Tennessee. And Charlie was just being quiet and listening, but Charlie had heard all this before. He'd heard it from a supernatural aspect, dreams and visions, which this man never mentioned or never heard of. He heard this from the government. And also about an 8.5 magnitude, more or less, the man said. It will be bad. He said, I just hope it doesn't happen while I'm away in West Tennessee. Well, if he moves quick enough, that's exactly what's going to happen, because we're understanding from the dreams and visions that after the New Madrid quakes, it's coming to East Tennessee. And it also will separate a sanctuary here, a refuge here in East Tennessee, which many, many Christians know about, even Christians that have never, ever been connected with us or our dreams or visions. They know about it because God told them that. He said, went on to say, oh, death will be on a large scale everywhere. And Charlie and Linda said, our friend is a Christian man, so he slowly dropped his head and said, God help us. And I asked him once more, are you sure about all of this? He said, yes, I am sure it is coming. Well, in asking the Lord about the New Madrid quakes and other quakes that we've received so many dreams and visions about recently, we have received words from God about Memphis, Tennessee, and its destruction. And I believe that these also, I mean, at the time Memphis, you know, crumbles, many other cities will also. But we receive specific direction concerning Memphis. And the most recent, Don Laughlin received this text by faith at random, and Jeremiah 46 and 19. And, O thou daughter that dwellest in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for Memphis shall become a desolation. and shall be burnt up without inhabitant. I remember people's dreams about the earthquake, that it wasn't just an earthquake. There was fire coming up out of the earth. Egypt is a very fair heifer, but destruction out of the north is come. It is come. Also, her hired men in the midst of her are like calves of the stall, for they are also turned back. They are fled away together. They did not stand, for the day of their calamity is come upon them, the time of their visitation. So that's interesting, because Egypt was typed as a great eagle in Ezekiel 17. And God's given many people revelations of America, pointing out what the scripture says about Egypt, because God told them that that was what it was talking about. And so that was interesting. And, of course, Memphis is one of its great cities, or was one of its great cities. And we have received this visitation of the Lord in his man-child body with earthquakes before, too. And so that seems to be a common thread. For instance, Isaiah 29 and 6, she shall be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with whirlwind and tempest and fire and flame of devouring fire. Just as a sample there. So, we see some things in common here that the Lord is going to visit and bring judgment with him. And Memphis is just one of these mentioned. Now, this text that I shared with you, Jeremiah 46 and 19, it's been received by us many times. I'm just talking about what's happened recently so that we knew to share this warning with you. And that wasn't the end of it. The evening after the morning prayer meeting where Don received this word, I put my finger on the word Memphis. And it was in Jeremiah 44 and 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the great eagle. Talking about the people of God in the great eagle. That dwelt at Migdol and Tophanes and at Memphis and in the country of Pathros. So, that's the word that I got that evening. Okay, so God is definitely pouring on the warnings here concerning this. Now, when I see Memphis, I mean, I don't think just Memphis. I think the New Madrid and all the other great cities that are in the way of this thing. And this warning of the coming destruction to God's people that dwelt in Memphis was now for this day. And shortly after this, Bill Steenland received Jeremiah 46 and 14. Listen to this. Declare ye in Egypt. Publish in Migdol. Publish in Memphis and in Tophanes, saying, stand forth and prepare thee, for the sword hath devoured round about thee. Why are thy strong ones swept away? They stood not because the Lord did drive them. So notice that. Publish ye. This time we're told to publish this warning to Memphis and the other great cities. And the very next verse that we received in a morning Bible study, the very next verse we received and was given by Pamela Orr. It was Isaiah 41 and 23, and her finger was on this phrase, declare the things that are to come hereafter. And now we were sure that the Lord was asking us to warn the people of Memphis and other cities in the New Madrid Fault Zone. The warning is repent and seek the Lord's direction so that you may escape this terrible judgment. It shouldn't be missed that the king of Babylon brought this destruction on these cities, which we've had dreams about too. Did you hear what I said? This wasn't just a natural occurrence in the natural text here. It was the king of Babylon bringing a judgment on the great eagle. Uh-oh. Yeesh. So, I mean, it's not just going to be a natural thing. Now, the Lord is in control. That's what you got to remember about these things. He uses all kinds of vessels, vessels of dishonor, vessels of honor, but he's in control. I'm just going to remind you of this dream that Sandy Shaw had in November of 2011. She said, I'm sitting and listening to a group of scientists argue, and they're talking over my head with their scientific words. Half of the scientists are arguing, we should not do that because we don't know what the ramifications of that are, nor do we know what chain reactions will take place. In the dream, I didn't know what that was referring to, not at this part of the dream anyway. Later, she did find out. The other half of the scientists begin arguing that they do know the outcome of that, as they have calculations and results from the previous times that they have done it. So they've done this before. Uh-huh. These are mad scientists, by the way. One man from the group speaking against it interjected loudly with, not of this magnitude. In other words, you've never done it of this magnitude. Now, magnitude is a word we use for earthquakes, isn't it? And there are people out there with all kinds of suggestions of a false flag attack of the earthquake in the New Madrid area with HAARP and with other things. Okay? You can just search the internet and you'll run all over them, you know? Then the dream goes to a trailer house where four small children are sleeping in a bed, and a small boy, around 2 years old, wakes up as the house begins shaking. So here's your mad scientists, and they're figuring out what they can do to get their way and actually to please their leader. And the house begins shaking. It shakes again, and his sister wakes up. The boy yells, Sissy, what's that? And the trailer shakes again, and the rest of the children wake up, and they all run to their parents' room. And the mom is sitting up in bed, and she begins fussing at them as she thinks they are making all that shaking. The house begins to shake again, and she realizes it's not the kids making the shaking. The parents get up and go outside to find many others from the neighborhood outside also. And they are all standing around wondering what is happening. The dream then takes me to where I am walking in my living room, and my husband Jeff is turning on an old console TV. He says excitedly, I need to turn on the TV to show you what I found on my browser. It's a news program. Tina and Sam and Mike Hare walk into the room, and Mike says, TV? What is a TV doing in here? Because most of us don't have TVs, and it's a waste of time. And she said, we don't, in parentheses, we don't have one in there. And I commented, that's what I want to know. And Jeff says, don't worry about the TV, just watch what's on it. We began watching a program with young people, late teens and early 20s, and they were discussing Nibiru and other astronomical bodies, and they began discussing. We've had children get revelations that the New York earthquake, by the way, was actually being caused by Nibiru. Children who didn't really know anything about it. They began discussing the same subjects as the scientists in the first part of the dream, and they began saying that the nations were to blame for the catastrophic events that were going to take place. The Lord said he was going to shake all nations. Notice that. A young man about 20 years old said, don't be surprised because these things have happened since ancient of days. Men think that they are in control, but God is in control. So men have their ideas about what they want to do and what they think they can do with their tinkering around with planet Earth. But the Lord is the one that's going to make it come to pass the way He wants it to come to pass. And they all seemed to concur with Him, and that was the end of the dream. So, I take from that that men are definitely going to tinker with this thing. They know there's a stress, there's a strain, and they know when the best time to try to do this is. And I believe that they're going to help God out, right? So where do we need to be? We need to be in that place that we've just discovered is the temple of God, that is abiding in Jesus Christ, the secret place of the Most High. And wherever you are, you need to be abiding in Him, because He is the safe place. He is the refuge, right? Praise be to God. Isn't it awesome that God's been teaching us for years how to do this, how to abide in Jesus Christ? And one of the main things He says in 1 John is, if that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning, then you abide in the Son and in the Father. It's important for you to get into the Word of God and learn to abide in Him and learn to be obedient to the Word of God. There is a safe place in your obedience. Now, you don't have to worry about the things that you don't know if you're walking in the light. You don't. If you're walking in the light as He is in the light, you have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses you of all unrighteousness, even your ignorances. Okay? So it's important for us to learn to abide in the temple, to be a stationary part of the temple. He talked about the overcomers of the Philadelphia church being a pillar in the temple, meaning they don't come in and out. They're a stationary part of the temple. They are permanently now a part of the temple. And that's the church of brotherly love, right? Well, amen. Hallelujah. If you're full of love, you're full of God, because God is love, right? Oh, praise be to God.